Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, I start yelling and screaming on air because, let me tell you, they're saying they'll secretly arrest citizens. They're saying they'll torture us. They're saying they'll take our guns. They're saying they'll let the UN run our military. I mean, the coup d'etat is on. And, you know, you've got Mitt Romney going to meet at the White House tomorrow with a private lunch with the president just to kiss his hind end to make sure, hey, you know that was all show. You know that was all make-believe. Make sure our banking interests get, you know, as much access at the trough robbing the American people. My blood pressure went up quite a bit when I read this article and followed it to the TSA website, where the Transportation Department, founded by Congress, funded by Congress, Constitution, Bill of Rights, it's all right there. The Congress runs the Transportation Department and funds it. I mean, this would be like your 10-year-old kid. You get home from work at about 6 o'clock, your 10-year-old is sitting in your easy chair, their feet kicked up on the couch next to them, and you say, hey, son, don't put your feet on the couch. How many times have I told you that? And your 10-year-old got up and said, shut up, you work for me now. By the way, turn your gun in, Dad, you're my slave. And Dad would get down on his knees, have his son put handcuffs on him, and then his son walk up and just stab him in the throat with an ice pick. I mean, that's about what this is. I mean, this is a joke. This would be like if you showed up and your neighbors were in your house and just announced it was theirs. I mean, it's so over the top. Man, I tell you, I've got to reassess things now. This is moving way too quick. This is the most devastating sign I've seen, and I've got to collect my thoughts during the break and come back and just give some of the other examples. This is unbelievable. You go to Infowars.com, you can link right through to the TSA's website, the public letter saying that this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And it's just like they said, no, Congress has no authority over the military. And that happened almost a year ago. That first happened in January. That happened again in February and March. Three different hearings. 8-9 months ago, I guess was the latest. 11 months ago, the oldest. And nothing was done. Nothing was done. And those of us that live in reality, it's getting pretty cuckoo to watch the rest of the public go along with this. And it's not fun to get up to these killers, these criminals, and get in their face. The only reason I'm not dead is because they don't want to turn me into a martyr. But, I mean, they're not going to, it's not going to matter soon. They're just going to start doing whatever they want. I mean, I know where this leads, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm always a man of my word, boy, but I told you, I mean, Switzerland is looking really good. And not that it's going to be perfect, but I got this office, this command center, we're going to fight these people. We're going to go down with the ship. And giving in to them is what they want. We got to just fight them 110%. And we've got to call Rand Paul, Ron Paul, everybody. They should be on the floor freaking out over this and calling for a move in the Congress to lead a fight against the out-of-control bureaucracy. And they should call Pistole in, and they should have him in contempt, which means jail time. I mean, he should be in jail. In jail. In jail. Instead, they've got the 1.6 billion bullets in the paramilitary force, and they've got the wiretaps on Congress, and they're telling Congress, you sit down, and you shut up, and you take your bribes and payoffs, and your insider trading, and we're taking over. You got that? And Congress is like, yes, sir. Good! You don't score political points calling me up before you. You know you set us up to take over. You don't call us up for political points. Because that's all the Republicans are going to do. And talk about us groping people. We'll grope you and your family, and we'll ban you from flying if we want. Is that clear, Congress? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, God. Yes, sir, government God. There is only one God, and it's government, and Obama is its prophet. All right, we'll be right back. I mean, it's just, they're going to take everything. They're having congressional, they're taking your pensions, they're taking your property, they're taking your kids, national drafts, everything.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We've got several videos coming up towards the end of this hour here today that are unedited, other than cutting out all the cussing. Police going crazy against citizens. New videos up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com for radio listeners who want to go see them. TV viewers who are watching our video feeds will be able to see it right here on the radio at PrisonPlanet.tv. But the point is, we're also going to start highlighting good police officers. I've made this a very important directive with my reporters, that when we find police doing the right thing or doing heroic things, we want to showcase that as well and model good behavior. And we have an example of that with our own Jason Burmes, who does reporting for us from time to time, at Albany, New York. And the TSA comes over and says, it's against the law to videotape here. And they go, well, it's our policy, you can't. And then the sheriff's deputy shows up and says, no, it's the First Amendment right. they're allowed to videotape in here as long as they're not interfering with what you're doing. And then they're like, but he is interfering. Look, we're over here. And they go, no, you're interfering over here. That's what they do. They make a big scene, have a big pity party for themselves like drama queens, run over to you, and then make a big issue out of it. It's incredible. And Molly, we got two Mollies back there on the newspaper and in the graphics department, but one of the Mollies, and I'm going to go back out there, whether or not this week or next week, we're going to go out there with the whole crew. We wanted photos for the magazine of surveillance cameras. So she went downtown to take photos. She's the lady that takes like the photos you see, you know, around the office or of T-shirts, things like that. She's a great photographer. You know, the new photos you've seen of myself on the site. And she's there, and she's a, you know, well-dressed blonde, very polite, very nice. And they come out within like a minute at the federal building that's downtown with cameras everywhere and pedestrians everywhere. And she's out there taking photos, and they come out and say, you're not allowed to do that. It's against the law, which isn't true. Courts have ruled hundreds of times, literally, it's not. Everybody knows that. Supreme Court ruled again this week. And it's just 2 days ago on Monday. And she says, well, no, I just work for a local newspaper, and I'm just taking photos. And they go, well, you look shady. Get out of here. That's a quote. And she's a, you know, small woman. She left with a bunch of people around her in her face. Well, we're going back over there. Okay, because you're not, with your gang mentality, going to drive me off the First Amendment. We're not shooting over the fence at a submarine base when they're loading missiles in it. Stop acting like you're James Bond. Stop taking yourself so serious, okay? You shove cameras in our face all day. We're shoving them in your face. You don't like being under scrutiny. That's why you're trying to use color of law against us. And guess what? I'm not putting up with it anymore. 9 times out of 10, when I'm out videotaping stuff, police don't say turn your cameras off. But I've had Austin cops many times, because I know when they're running a checkpoint or something, I'll get back 100 yards. I'll be on the shoulder. Well, it's in Police Day 2000. It's in some of our other films. Cops will walk over and say, hey, you can't videotape. And I go, yeah, I can't, First Amendment. And they'll go, oh, yeah, the Russians going to get us. You know, like, oh, you're standing up for your rights. You're paranoid. Nobody's trying to take, you know, well, you just tried to take my rights right there, bud. I mean, you know, North Korea, you can't videotape the police. I don't live in North Korea. And look, cops, it's your rights, too. You know, these Bill of Rights and Constitution get flushed on the toilet. You can kiss everything goodbye. The prosperity, your pension funds, everything. Okay? And I know most police actually get that now. But everybody better get it right now. Cops have got a dirty, hard job. I wouldn't want it. Let me tell you who I'm really angry at. It's the punk public who wants to sit around lazy and follow all these directives of bureaucrats and people in stores and everywhere. Yeah, I mean, I've got to the point now, because I'm a very polite person. When somebody's rude to me at a restaurant, I get up and I leave. The guys have been with me a couple times at business meetings. Somebody's rude to me, I just get up and I leave. You guys can stay here and eat if you want. I'm leaving. I'm not eating here. You know why? Because I come from such a polite family that I watched my family my whole life get pushed around by people and let people be rude to them. I'm not living like that anymore. I'm not looking for trouble. In fact, I'll let people be rude to me a couple times to make sure they're not just having a bad day. They keep doing it, man. You're going to get talk right back at you. And, you know, people, you better treat other folks with respect or you're not going to be treated with respect. And I'm talking about myself included. I get rude sometimes, but I'm the first person to apologize for it. We're going to start being a free country again when we start acting like free people and not slaves. And when we start demanding some respect. And I'll tell you who we're demanding respect from. The videos are now pouring in because it takes folks, you know, days to get them uploaded and up. Some people are new at this, new reporters. There are dozens of videos now going up at Infowars.com, PrisonBody.com, of not just our reporters like David Ortiz or Jason Burma's doing some work for us out of New York, but other videos are coming in where people just go in, turn their camera on the checkpoint, and you say, you are a public servant. Your TSA site has been forced because it's the law to admit that I can film. This is a public place. Then they have the airport heads come out, you know, the guys in suits, and say, hey, it's our policy. This is a private airport corporation. You take taxpayer money, you can't stop me. This is a public commons. I have a right. If you take any taxpayer money, I have a right. Then they try to say, well, you're soliciting. Kind of sneeze there, folks. You're soliciting. It's not soliciting if you're not selling something. If you're there telling people about freedom, your right of communication, hey, the scanner can give you cancer. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. That's terrible. What do you mean, TSA? Let me tell you, I've been on the air with talk show hosts who hate the TSA. They're like, I'm glad they're getting 7-8-fold cancer at these places with these scanners, and, you know, at the 5 airports where they put them in 10 years ago. That's where they're really cooking them. I'm like, I'm not glad they're dying. I don't want that bad mojo, man. I'm not glad when anybody dies. Even really evil people, it's like, well, that evil's been removed from the world, but I don't take pleasure in it. So, you know, we're sitting here looking at this, and it's time to stand up to them. In fact, I think I'm going to go ahead and fly with my children. Because, you know what, they have no future down the road if I don't just go ahead and throw them into the fray as well. You know, we've got to stop shying away from a political fight with these people. Because the TSA are just their mindless minions. The system wants to break your will. It's dog training, obedience training. They admit it is. It's all a fraud. Now, all of that said, we do have that footage. And I said I'd take some calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231 on any of these issues I've raised. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. But I really got angry at the end of the last hour because this is a big deal. And people will read the full letter and say, well, they're saying that another board has their regulatory authority. And then they also say they're getting it from the president. See, like they said, well, we get it from the president and the UN and NATO, and then we might come to Congress. You see how that works? And, oh, well, we're allowed to shut down power plants that aren't owned by General Electric without a law. Oh, we're allowed to come after your guns. That's the big headline today. You know, top firearms expert, NRA, others are coming out. They're going to just use orders, not laws, orders. Well, that's what they call it, a dictator. They dictate. Dictation. Your secretary takes dictation and send a thank you card to Bob Johnson. Bob, thank you for the fruitcake. Look forward to seeing you at church next week. I'm dictating. Dictator. Dictate. They tell you. You do what they say. Well, now the TSA is coming out. There's so many examples of this. And they're saying, you know what, we're not going to come to these hearings. TSA claims it is above congressional oversight. Agency head refuses to appear at transportation hearing. The TSA has refused to attend a House transportation hearing this week with agency head John Pistole, who has been caught doing nothing but lying to Congress before. He should be in contempt. Personally, refusing to appear and declaring that the Congressional Committee has no jurisdiction over the TSA. The hearing scheduled for Thursday will be held by the Subcommittee on Aviation, a part of the House Transportation Infrastructure Committee. It is titled, How Best to Improve Our Nation's Airport Passenger Security System Through Common Sense Solutions. Well, common sense is anathema to tyrants. Oh, it's common sense for tyrants to dominate and break everybody's will. Headed up by Representative Thomas Petrie, I want to get them on. It will examine the impact that the regulations and policies of the Transportation Security Administration have on aviation passenger experience and the free flow of aviation commerce. Oh, no, they're going to read all the some complaints at them. According to a brief on the subcommittee's website, the TIC's website indicates the TSA head, John Pistole, has been asked to testify at the hearing. However, a statement issued by the TSA's website made it clear that neither Pistole nor any TSA official, not servant, official, intends to attend the hearing. The statement reads, by U.S. House of Representatives rules, which state the Transportation Infrastructure Committee has no jurisdiction over Transportation Security Administration, no representative from TSA will be present at the Subcommittee on Aviation hearing scheduled for November 29th. So they spin it saying, well, General Congress doesn't, only maybe one committee. That's how they do this, to take the general power of the House. One member of the House should be able to call anyone they want. And if you don't come, you're in contempt. They don't want Congress having any power. So just like we have the states stand up and demand the globalists be kicked out, we need to have Congress, that's the whole move, stand up and kick out the Federal Reserve. Stand up and tell Obama, you're not shutting down our power plants. You're not going after the guns. You're not going to just ban all semi-autos and say it's a rulemaking thing, which they're getting ready to do. That's in the news today. You know you're not. Congress better do it. They better do it. We'll be back. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Okay, I'm going to go to your calls, but then coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play amazing video of the bureaucrats ordering police to basically arrest or drag out people in the front foyer area of the Albany airport, and the police are just like, they have constitutional right. We can't do that. They're not up at your checkpoint. They're not interfering. And you can then see the head guy go, I'm getting the CEO of the transportation group that runs this on the phone. The police are like, well, okay. They'll probably have those cops fired. I mean, that's how this works. He goes, the CEO? Well, my goodness, if somebody says CEO, I mean, if somebody showed up and said, put your child in a blender, CEO. Oh, certainly, CEO. Let me just immediately, if somebody in a suit says something, I better do whatever they say right now. The government says, some shadowy government, spy on people without warrants. Yes, sir, it's illegal, but I'll do that. The government says, torture these people, and when you get caught doing it, we'll send you to jail. But see, they can always find scum. The globalists admit this is a process. They just want to find out who the good cops are. They're just going to get rid of them and hire criminals. And that's the conversion to tyranny we're facing. Problem is, they can't find enough criminals that can pass the test and things, so now they're just creating the TSA. Hitler did it. Stalin did it. They just create a goon force. Because there's always the police academies and military academies that have esprit de corps who don't want to be corrupt because they know it's dishonorable. Any old institution knows that. So they're always at odds with the thug group the government hires. That's what's happening right now. Let's go ahead and go to Aaron in Canada. Aaron, you're on the air. Thank you for calling in today. How may I serve you?
Hey, how's it going, Alex Jones?
Good.
Hey, no, I was just saying, you're talking about the TSA today, and I'm really concerned is because up here in Canada, we have CATSA, the C-A-T-S-A, and all this whole topic that you've been on this today, I called them to see if I could film them. And no, you're not allowed to film them. They actually can take your video away from you.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, they could actually take you and put you in a pit and shoot you in the back of the head if we let them do it. I mean, government with uniforms is always extremely dangerous, as George Washington said. Government like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You know, it's like fire. It's very dangerous. And, of course, they will tell you, and I've checked Canada, the law is you can film there, too. They, of course they're going to tell you. Pretty soon they're going to tell you that you're their slave. Sorry, go ahead.
No, right, yeah, right. I called them myself personally. You're actually allowed to request a police officer to come in with you while they private search you. You can refuse the body scanners. You can do all that, but they told me that I'm not allowed to film them. I called the BC Civil Liberties to tell them this, and I said this pretty much goes against my constitutional little Charter of Rights and Freedoms in Canada. And they told me, yep, sure does. So, I mean, it's no.
Yeah, so the answer is go, be polite, film them, sue them.
Yeah, and
we're not looking for trouble, but we're not your slaves. You either fight for freedom now, peacefully, with every avenue, or it's going to get physical. And don't worry, they're going to start it. I mean, I know tyranny. It's like a locomotive coming down on us. We either put the brakes on this thing or we're going to have to deal with these people.
Absolutely. I'm going to go fly back to where my hometown is from where I am right now, and I'm a filmer. I don't care what happens. I'm going to refuse the body scanner, and I'm going to go in there with filming and see what happens because I'm not just going to give up. I mean, it takes police officers 3 years to train. You can film them in Canada, but I don't, like, it probably takes 2 weeks for a CATSA authority to train, and you can't film them. I mean, where's the sense in that?
Well, they just say you can't. That's what tyranny is. Government says, you know what, you're paying 50% in one form of tax. That's not enough. How about 60? How about 70? How about 80? The average bureaucrat's making about $200,000 a year in Europe. I mean, dog catcher level. And the public is going bankrupt. I mean, it's all coming here, man. They're going to destroy us. They're going to destroy us. Great points. Good to hear from you. Phil and Mass, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Listen, my brother just came and visited me from the Czech Republic, and he was telling me, because they went through the Soviet-style, Stasi-ish life, they are now totally rejecting all of the Snoop Society, the whole thing. They are obsessed with privacy.
Yeah. That's Europe's problem. I've had all the top, well, you heard him yesterday, head of the UKIP party, others on from Europe. And I'm going to hold you over. This is an important point. In fact, put him on hold. I want to give him, you know, a couple minutes on the floor when I come back to him after the break. We're about to go right now. That's the EU's problem, is they expanded from 15-member to 25-member, and they took all those Eastern European countries in. Well, guess what? It gave them good commie bureaucrats that were left over to man the takeover, but the people are like, well, this is the Soviet Union. Well, this is exactly what the Marxists did. Well, I'm not going to do this. You know, people who had their dad taken away who never came back, people who, artists, who communists would be jealous of your art, not even if it was political, or they'd say, I want your wife, and you'd say, no. Well, you will never have your art published. I mean, it just turned the ultimate scum loose who just want to dominate. Okay, they have to be dealt with. They have to be dealt with. They have to be dealt with. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. By calling 888-253-3139.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Taking your phone calls quickly here because I need to get to these two special reports and big stack of other news here. We were talking to Phil in Mass. Phil, start over. You were saying people from Czech Republic, people from Romania, people from Poland. I run into these folks. They're listeners, and they're absolutely, plus I've studied those countries. This is Sovietism. It's not really communism. The globalists just use the Soviet model of regional government, committees. I mean, this is communism. But again, the globalists are exempt from it. And so how you battle communists is how you battle these people. They are your enemies. Even their low-level operatives are evil. People need to get to grips with this. The mindless, mainline liberal, they mean well. There's a lot of bad stuff about the mainline conservatives. They're part of the system as well. The average low-level liberal is not a bad person. They actually believe the propaganda. They're very childlike. But you go a couple steps above that, they are vicious control freaks. Vicious people. I've studied their MO. They hate your wealth. They hate strong people. They're evil. They're inherently the scum of the earth. And they relish government power over you. And they've got to be dealt with. I just keep trying to explain this. They're mortal enemies. It would be like having a 15-foot king cobra living in your house. and you're like, oh, I think I'm going to be nice to the king cobra. Folks, you better get the king cobra out of your house one way or another. Okay, they're a barrel of snakes. I'm sorry. Finish the point about Eastern Europeans, you know, that are not going along with tyranny. Go ahead.
Okay, well, he told me one story in particular, which was there was a man, and his security camera outside of his house filmed a robbery of his home. And they caught the robbers and the perpetrators, but then he got fined because they are so obsessed with privacy now that because his camera was facing out and viewed part of the street. They are that obsessed, and they reject the Snoop Society to that extreme. You're not allowed to infringe on anybody's privacy in any way. There's a whole host of laws in Czech Republic to prevent
that. Oh, I know. That's why I work with StartPage. You know, they're from the Netherlands. A lot of those people, you know, had their families disappear and know what to knock on the door about and dealt with. You know, when your grandma dealt with tattletales who got off on power trips making stuff up about you, you get to where you hate snitches. And don't worry, America's going to hate them, too. We're going to get hurt bad, folks. I mean, it's going to be bad.
I'd really like to make one more quick point. Is there any way that someone can start an association for Journalism 2.0 so that people know when they're a whistleblower, they have somewhere to go, they can go to a journalist that subscribes to the morals and values, or actually just the regular old standards for journalism, because it's just lost. It's almost like you know, Amber Lyon or yourself or even Joe Rogan. But Journalism 2.0 needs to be like a standard that you can wear like a badge of honor, and that if you're not wearing it or you don't subscribe to it, you're just entertainment or propaganda. Like, I can only just, you know, having that stamp, it almost needs to be an association, like something real. I'm dying.
No, I hear you. It's just a lot of individuals won't get involved with that because they're such individuals, and then someone in the group may make them look bad. But I hear you, and I appreciate your call. You know, I hate to just keep plugging it, but it's just so good. DrudgeReport.com. I mean, something like that is, the system hates that because it's not only the biggest news site out there, it can set the agenda, and it's not an agenda the establishment wants. If we beat the TSA, their whole thing falls. And they know that. If we beat them on any of this stuff, it's over. We beat them on the marijuana issue and states' rights, it's over. We have any victories, it's over. And by the way, the gun thing, we're winning. They're now, again, up to 5 million guns a month being sold. I mean, used to, the previous record was 1 million a couple years ago. They had another 5 million a month. Last numbers I saw, and that's just estimating the gun shows on top of the registered sales. I mean, look, there just comes down to an issue of we're not turning them in, scumbags. And all the liberals are running out buying guns now, figuring out that the government isn't going to protect them. And as soon as you start shooting a gun, you're no longer a chicken neck coward. I mean, literally, folks, you know, to use the parable, vampires go out and bite people to make more vampires. We've got to go out and get liberals deprogrammed. And get them to go out and shoot guns. Get them to, you know, we've got to get them out. That's why they want you all in big cities in cocoons, totally coward, being mugged all day, so you're afraid of everything. They do not want you getting your feet dirty out there with the garden. They do not want you in a rural area. They do not want you free. They do not want that. They want domesticated cowards who, when they want money or want something, they have to think of a bigger government benefit. Or as a bureaucrat, they've got to grow the bureaucracy to grow their empire instead of growing it in the real world. Ironhead in Washington, you're on the head. Ironhead, you're using the bathroom. Ironhead from Washington is why I said you're on the head. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey there, my friend. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
I really miss Bob Chapman. He was a great head to be communing with. But what I'm wondering, we're missing something here. We're trying to take ourselves, what was it Einstein said, that no problem can be addressed at the same level at which it's addressed at. Our consciousness is what has to change. We're coming to the point where, did you ever read on the duty of civil disobedience by Thoreau, one of the great all-time ups in the back of Walden's Pond? We're coming to the point where instead of problem, reaction, solution, they're using our fear to control us. And I know what you're saying. Identify the problem, but go straight from problem reaction, straight to solution.
No, I hear you, but some people say just don't have fear. I don't even want to call it fear. It's if you know a dam is about to break and you get your family out of the area because it's cracking and you know it's about to break, you're not living in fear. You're protecting yourself. People should be very concerned about not fighting back. I get that a lot of people are scared, so they don't fight back. They think they'll just stay out of the way. That is not the way to go.
Right, and that's where the empowerment from within comes. As I said before, fear is the ultimate sin, for it displays the greatest lack of faith. Once you find that conviction, minus the emotional positionality, go straight at the problem, identify it, and as the last few callers, and especially like yesterday with the start page folks the other day, you know, go straight to the problem. Don't, and this is what I'm trying to say, is about raising our consciousness level to a higher, because they love our fear. They monitor every single inch of what's going on. And as long as we can step out of the emotional positionality and go straight to the problem and then identify a solution, which brings up a good point, which I was wanting to call in for a long time. I have a great idea. Once a month, once a week, once a day, once an hour, instead of Ask Alex, have Ask the Warriors. Have a special show where you can get, because one of the main reasons I've been listening for umpteen years, my 91-year-old mom who's listening to you right now, one of the things we love is when you bring on people who have cogent, cognitive, good points, and let them just run with the show for like 10 minutes. Have an interactive dialogue.
No, it's a great idea. I also want to open the phones up for an hour or two here and there for people that have lived in authoritarian countries so they can call in and make the parallels, because they always call and say, I have seen this before. You are in danger. Please, there's nowhere else to go. I love America. Do not let it happen here. No. I mean, it's always the same, whether they're from Eastern Europe or the Middle East or Africa or Latin America. They're so happy to be here and to know there's some basic freedom and to see it going away. Oh, man, they're freaked out. And we've got to point out the evil and say it's wrong. I appreciate your points. We're going to go back to your calls and some other news, but let me play The Way a Cop Shouldn't Act. This article and video is up at PrisonPlanet.com. It's Move and Die, Cop Labeled Embarrassing by Police Department. Officer Arnold also threatened business owner during traffic stop. We've had to bleep things out here, but this is how, this is in Texas, this is how a police officer should not act. Because I see so many cops now who have a crazed look in their eye, and you know they're wimp punks who got into that position because they feel powerless, and now they've gotten used to acting like that, you know, and so they're out of control. And, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, and they really are hiring a lot of dumbed-down nobodies, and the police department shouldn't be doing that. You will get a bad name, and you will be hated by the community. And there's a big fight for the soul of policing going on in this country, and we've got to be there to try to help things go in the right direction and not let the globalists federalize things and turn the police into a TSA goon force. But here is the clip with the cussing bleep. Here it is.
Andrew. He said, all right. Hey, he said, all right, man, you can't breathe.
He can breathe just fine.
He says he can't breathe.
He's yelling. He can breathe just fine.
Hey, bro, just let him go. Andrew, chill.
Andrew.
You just got to relax. That's all you got to do.
Oh, what the f***?
Hit pause.
Yeah.
Moving down.
Hit pause. So you've got someone not resisting clearly. You got a cop choking him. We've all seen this where they kill somebody, pinning them down, and they're getting off on it. The other cop runs up. Another looks like a total wimp, runs like a fairy, and jumps on them. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. Jumping on people because you were a wimp your whole life, and now you get to play the part of Rambo. I mean, it just makes me sick. Because you never see a big, tough, mean-looking cop doing stuff like this. It's always these wimps. It's just because they're wimps. Police department should not be hiring wimps. Because wimps act like punks. Let's go back to these guys.
Moving down. Move and die?
Are you serious?
What the is your problem?
Get over here.
I'm just saying, man.
Sit down and shut the up.
What the
that ain't nothing else.
There wasn't nothing necessary for you elbowing.
Listen to all these people talk.
No, that was just me.
By the way, that's a minor.
Did you record that?
I got recorded.
I hope you recorded that because it's also a shut up.
Move so I can kick your Move so I can
shut up.
All right.
Move so I can up. Now you
Hit pause again. Can you imagine the incredibly, and the police now admit the guy didn't resist, and they're probably going to get rid of one of them or they're on suspension, but the point is, can you imagine if your ego wanting to dominate somebody chained up? Oh, that's really powerful. I mean, that guy must feel good all day doing that. Look, those people should not be having anyone under them at McDonald's who have attitudes like this. These are the type of cops you see all the time that hold people down until they suffocate. Let's finish up the video.
You up.
Shut the hell up.
You too. You move if you want to.
You
sure did. You got it on tape?
Got it.
Arnold, 654.
654. Got it right there, bro.
Move. You move.
Stop
with me,
the cops. You can turn the phone
off,
man.
It's not my phone.
Hey, what's going on?
It's not going to work out for you,
buddy. That's enough.
Andrew.
That's enough.
He said all right.
Now, I mean, this is mild compared to a lot of the stuff we see, but I thought I'd play that, and then I thought I would integrate it in with, shocker, police officer defends the First Amendment. This is with Jason Burmes and crew at the Albany Airport, and they're way back from the scanners, and they've got the head, you know, of the airport authority there, who has the private contract, saying you can't tape here, it's our policy, this is our private building. No, it's paid for by taxpayers. That's why the TSA on their own site says you're allowed to film. They'll come over and say you're disrupting. He's got to laugh at him and go, listen, before you drama queen, the Supreme Court's ruled, it's all ruled, here's your own site. You know, we did this with the NSA a few weeks ago in San Antonio. They usually grab the cameras from the mainstream TV stations. They didn't do it to us because we go, here's the court suit you just lost in Maryland over this. And they're like, okay, well, you can go then. Again, we're the boss, not you. We're not all criminals, and then you're jail guards, and then we just give you money. Now let's go to this Albany sheriff's deputy who's told, get rid of him. The guy winks at him. He goes, I can't. And you can see the airport guy bow up to the cop. You know that cop's going to, they're going to try to get him in trouble. We got to follow this up. We've got to also stand behind good police. Because it's your job to protect my rights, not your job to have some bureaucrat tell you to arrest people. Here is the report from Albany.
I was just talking to the CEO of the airport, and he from what he relayed to me, he doesn't see a problem with you filming, okay? He just has a problem with the handing out of flyers.
Well, that's the whole point of the campaign.
I understand that, and like I said, I would relay that information to you, okay? Yep. And if you're,
we kind of have to hand out these flyers because I don't want to talk to everybody. What am I supposed to do, read them off? You know, we're trying to be as least intrusive as possible.
Okay.
They're on their way up to a line. You know, they have the opportunity to read it there.
Right.
And again, I'm here to cover it, man. This is very important.
Come next door, please, and fill out a form.
I will not come next door. Okay. There's no
No, you're videotaping commercially in the terminal.
No, it's not commercial.
Well, you already told us it was going to be on the Drudge Report, so that's commercial.
No, actually, the Drudge Report is a news aggregate.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
Let's stop right there.
I told you.
Again, Drudge carries a lot of the stuff, so I don't know why they're bringing up Drudge Report, but obviously, you know, I'm sure they were asking, what type of media is this on? Well, you know, TSA is being followed by the Drudge Report, because I asked Permis about that, and they go on to say InfoWars. But the point here is that, again, Burmes used to work here a few years ago. He lives up in New York now. He shot this video, and he's sitting there, and the cop's saying, well, the CEO just said, please don't hand out flyers. Then this other guy, who's the head of the airport operations, he's then saying, you have your insurance policy. And this is the new way all of this is going. That, you want to walk down the street, you got to have an insurance policy. Oh, you got to have government health care insurance policy. This is how they're engaging in this tyranny. We're going to skip this break because this is so important. Let's continue going back to this video. Here it is.
Let me see your identification.
I don't need to show you my identification.
He doesn't have to show you his identification.
Yeah. Hit pause.
Show you
back it up. Back it up. Look at this sheriff's deputy. Can we clone this guy? He doesn't need to show you his identification. He's not doing anything suspicious. There's no probable cause. The courts have ruled over 1,000 times. There's no failure to ID. They still arrest people for it. And here is this guy trying to henpeck at them, and they're down the escalator. They're not even up in the area trying to educate people about naked body scanners and their right to opt out and their right to film. But they want to just get us all in the airport, henpeck us, dominate us, and sell us on all this. But back it up 10 seconds. The police officer saying, well, no, he has a doesn't have to give you his identification. This is amazing. Keep going.
Okay. I am Jason Furman.
Let me see your identification.
I don't need to show you my identification.
He doesn't have to show you his identification.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Show you identification. I want his name.
I just told you my name.
Okay.
My name is Jason Furman. B-E-R-M-A-N-S,
sir. I can't give you that.
Hey, pause. The guy winks at him and says, I'd like you to get it. I'd like you to, you know, get rid of them. I'd like you to get their IDs. Amazing. Keep going.
Give you that. Okay. I mean,
upstairs is now closed. That's all the secret passage.
Okay. All right. Just so you know, okay, he's not doing anything wrong. Okay.
It's impossible. This is too incredible. Back it up again. Back it up. Back it up to the start. I'm going to just shut up and let it play, except maybe telling you who the players are. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot that part. That's in the article. TSA claims it's above the law. Where's the particular article on this that they did? I'll find the headline. I'll give it to you if you want to find the whole article and the whole video. There's like 14 minutes of it unedited. But what's incredible about all this is there it is, shock video, cop protects First Amendment, sheriff defends free speech rights against airport official during opt-out campaign. So they shut down the entire upper deck. It was even in the news that airport shut down in Albany for hours. That was on the news that day. They just shut down the whole top of the upper deck of the airport so that people couldn't come down an escalator leaving the airport to get their luggage and be given a thing. I mean, that's the little power trip of these people in these zones, and they're going to expand these constitution zones out and out and out and out, as they're now doing to airports, then to the malls, then to the highways, then to the... Let's go back. Here it is. Here's the clip, starting from the beginning.
I was just talking to the CEO of the airport, and he, from what he relayed to me, he doesn't see a problem with you filming, okay? He just has a problem with the handing out of flyers.
Well, that's the whole point of the campaign.
I understand that, and like I said, I would relay that information to you, okay? Yep. And if you're,
I mean, we kind of have to hand out these flyers because I don't want to talk to everybody. What am I supposed to do, read them off? You know, we're trying to be as least intrusive as possible.
Okay.
They're on their way up to a line. You know, they have the opportunity to read it there.
Right.
And again, you know, again, I'm here to cover it, man. This is very important.
Come next door, please, and fill out a form.
I will not come next door and fill out a form. There's no
insurance policy.
There's no.
No, you're videotaping commercially in the.
No, it's not commercial.
Well, you already told us it was going to be on the Drudge Report, so that's commercial.
No, actually, the Drudge Report is a news aggregate.
Yeah.
Okay. So that
we don't know who you are.
I told you who I am. I am Jason Furman.
Let me see your identification.
I don't need to show you my identification.
He doesn't have to show you his identification.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Show you identification. I want his name.
I just told you my name.
Okay.
My name is Jason Furman. B-E-R-M-A-S, sir.
I can't give you that.
Okay.
I mean,
upstairs is now closed. That's all the secret passage.
Okay. All right. Just so you know, okay, he's not doing anything wrong. Okay. If I ask him for
authority guidelines, he is.
Oh, as far as New York State penal law, CPL, and B&T law, he is not doing anything wrong. Okay. If I was to ask him for his identification, he does not have to give it to me because he's not doing anything wrong. Okay. And I cannot give you that information. If he told you his...
She's blocking our escalator over there. We want.
He's clearly not blocking your escalator, sir. Now you're kind of being ridiculous.
I'm waiting on a call back from... If you could just wait over there, please.
Pause. I can't help it. Back it up 10 seconds. The guy is getting in the police officer's face, the sheriff's deputy's face. He's clearly lording over him. He's getting back from the escalators. They're on the side of the escalators. They're not in front of him. It's all about this guy's power. This guy is lusting after pecking at people. Don't you get it, man? Move to North Korea! And I talked to Burmese because, again, everybody went out and did these opt-out day reportage, and I appreciated doing it. And they were asking, well, what's InfoWars? I think I've heard of that. Well, what's that? Well, where's that go? Well, sites like Drudge pick it up. Well, what's that mean? Oh, that's commercial. But, I mean, that just shows how they – that's why I've always said I'm First Amendment. I'm not entertainment. When you're out filming on the street and people come up to you, they're doing something, they say, you can't film. You don't have my permission. I'm like, well, I'm not filming a commercial for Hostess Cupcakes or Ding Dongs or Twinkies. I'm here covering this live event, so you're in a public place. And, man, I mean, that police officer knows. They can only demand your ID if there is some type of commission, something they believe that's been done wrong that they can cite in court. You can't just, oh, let me have that idea. Sure, we'll just put this in a database now and try to ruin your life because that guy wants to put Burmese on a no-fly list. Well, good. Put us all on it, scumbag. Absolutely make me want to throw up. Finish the video. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Back from. If you could just wait over there, please.
Oh, yeah. He tells him. Oh, I'm sorry. Hit pause. That's why I originally hit pause. I'm sorry. The guy's trying to tell him what to do. So the police officer is just finishing the interview. Says, go wait over here. Get out of the way to the guy. I mean, the guy is definitely trying to create an issue. Let's continue. Here it is.
If you could just wait over there, please. This is. All right, Bill. Can you just not talk? Thank you.
Okay, so there you go. There's like 14 minutes of it up at InfoWars.com. But this is what we're talking about right here. And this is what it's all about. That police officer, if he has children, if he has a wife, these are their rights too. And let me tell you, people are now figuring out, you get rid of people's basic rights for little excuses like, oh, they're getting in your way. It all goes, folks. You get rid of the foundation, it's all gone. The country will collapse into a third world cesspit. Because you know what makes countries third world? You can have countries with three, four, five times the resources the U.S. has who can't get their act together because they have no due process. No one can get a piece of property and know it's theirs. No one can have kids and not know they're going to be taken by the state. No one can start a business and know they're not going to be shaken down. Everyone I know so many people, everyone I know, that tried to move to the third world, who'd been successful here in the United States, started a business, got successful, got shaken down, paid the payments or didn't pay the payments, either way, and they wanted more. And if we go this way, it's over. And I can't tell you how many times I see my own reporters when they go out being so polite to these people, and I guess that's good at a level, but I got busy last week. I'm going to go out this week or soon. The crew's got to make me. I'm going out to Federal Building, too. I'm going to go down to the NSA, and I'm going to in San Antonio, and I'm going to go up to the Austin Airport. I've just got to – next time I'm going somewhere, I'm going to do it. I was about to go somewhere last week, but didn't get around to it because of family issues. But the point is that I'm going to go up, and I'm just going to say, knock off the pity party. Knock off the drama queening. You know full well – on top of it, who I am. Do you know who I am? Yeah, we know who you are. So you're acting like we're causing a disturbance because I got a camera. You're causing the disturbance. Knock it off. You're disgusting. You're disgusting. You're disgusting. You're disgusting. These people are a bunch of drama queens. Briefly, if you want to support the broadcast, but more importantly, get a really high-quality water filter, gravity-fed stainless steel system, a stainless steel spigot that blows away the competition. We're running it again until December 10th. We have the supplies to do it. 15% off the already lowest price on ProPure water filters from their traveler unit right through. No one can even get close to this. InfoWarsStore.com. Water 15. Just water 15 at checkout. 15% off of your... we got a bunch of other water filtration products as well. All of it 15% off. But ProPure is the best. Got the Live Straw. All of it 15% off right now. InfoWarsStore.com. And then all the books and videos, everything are there as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.